The language is one of the defining features of being human, a tool we use to express thoughts, share stories, and connect with each other. We generally interact with one another in a common language, although there are many here who speak Spanish, and a few of us butcher the German language. Using the dictionary definition, then, humans are the only beings that can use language to communicate. But what if language isn't limited to words? What if communication is happening all around us, even among the trees? They don't speak words or make sounds we can hear. Instead, trees release chemical signals, scents, to warn each other to danger or to support struggling neighbors. They use it to communicate danger to other trees. Sick individuals are encouraged and nourished in this manner. Let's look at examples that we can more closely relate to. At birth, a newborn takes its first breath. An incredible transformation takes place. Flaps inside the heart close off a temporary passage used in the womb, and a vessel that once bypassed the lungs seals shut, rerouting blood so that the oxygen can flow through the body. This silent miracle happens within seconds, and it's happened to every single one of us. All around us and within us, life is governed by invisible laws. Sounds are measured in decibels, colors by wavelengths, pain through electrical signals. Trees speak with scent. Our bodies respond with precision to unseen commands. It is any wonder then that David declared, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works." This is from Psalm 139, verse 13. God has truly made the physical, so skillfully designed and precisely engineered that a single change would have meant no life at all. This leads us to believe that we have much to be thankful for. Unfortunately, it's easy to overlook our blessings when we're cut off in traffic, or given bad service at a restaurant, or overwhelmed by any number of daily frustrations. Today I'd like to review three strategies that I use, or at least attempt to use, on a daily basis to maintain a thankful frame of mind. First, every day in prayer, give thanks to God for the blessings that we have. There have been times in my life when there wasn't much on the table, and I know others in the church have experienced the same. Every meal, whether simple or abundant, is a gift from our loving Father who provides what we need. Let's consider Psalm 100, starting in verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and that he who made us, we are his. We are his people and sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. God, give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. In this psalm, King David expresses his gratitude for a wealth of blessings. The gratitude is not a natural response, it's an acquired one, a learned habit. Learned habit God expects us to develop and demonstrate. We can see that in Colossians 3:16. Secondly, thank someone each day for something they've done or said. Thank you. We often say these two words without much thought, whether casually interacting with a cashier or graciously accepting a compliment, it's easy to respond from habit. But true gratitude requires stepping outside of our own bubble and recognizing the impact of others have on our daily lives. It doesn't always have to be a public display. Even remembering someone in prayer can be a powerful form of thanks. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and starting in verse 16. And this is a short one. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Finally, let's consider blessings we have that we often don't think about. When we read the Psalms, many of which were attributed to David, we find that thankfulness expressed explicitly dozens of times, often paired with praise. Phrases like, I will thank the Lord, give thanks to him, appear over and over. The more we pause to consider our blessings, the more reason we find to be thankful. Try moving beyond general statements like, thank you for today, and name specifics. Thank you for the cool breeze during my walk, or the encouraging text from a friend. In Psalm 103, starting at verse 2, we read, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good so your youth is renewed like an eagle's? Thankfulness shouldn't be something just be a feeling tucked away inside our hearts. A cheerful smile, a kind tone, and a pleasant countenance all become second nature when we consistently practice gratitude. These outward expressions are the fruit of God's Holy Spirit. The more we notice God's creation, whether in the whisper of trees, the intricacy of the human body, or quiet blessings of daily life, the more awe and humility fills our hearts. It becomes harder to complain when we realize how carefully we've been formed and how faithfully we're sustained. And gratitude naturally shifts our focus from what we lack to what God's already provided. Abraham Lincoln once wrote, I can see how it might be possible for a man to look upon the earth and be an atheist, but I can't conceive how he could look up into the heavens and say there is no God. Thankfulness is a blessing, both to God and to others. It opens our eyes, softens our hearts, and draws us closer to the one who made us